Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Connie Sertucci. She's Senior VP with Sage North America and in charge of their Small Business Solutions Division. And they've got a new survey out called the Sage Survey, brand new, and you can get it at their website, NA, stands for North America, na.sage.com. You can, Connie, what is the link that they hit to find the survey?
You go to the newsroom link, and then off of that, you select the survey, Sage Survey.
Right,
and
so
you'll see not just the survey, but all the surveys we've done in the last couple of years.
Yeah, so check that out. Connie, one of the things you guys talked to your small business folks about was what they were doing with regard to decisions that had to be made, hiring decisions, for example, other decisions like that. What did they tell you?
Yeah, so what was interesting, and this really feeds into the uncertainty and the kind of fear and doubt they have right now, is that almost half of them, 46%, said they were delaying decisions until the outcome of the election. And the biggest one that they were delaying was hiring, and it was 75% of them said that hiring was a decision that they were delaying. And, you know, and that makes it tough, because I think we both know that they're doing more with less right now. Than they were
right.
Years ago, because their staffing is lean.
Well, and see, this is a connection to a concern that you reported in the last segment, and that's Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know that there are employee numbers associated with higher compliance requirements in Obamacare.
Right.
I mean, how many...
And also just with the taxation concerns, just
right.
General cost structure concerns.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. What else did they say?
You know, one of the, and this wasn't a surprise, this has come out in the other surveys that we've done as well, they're operating with fewer people now than before. We asked, how does the number of employees in your company compare now to 2008? And 31% of them said it was fewer.
Yeah.
Which really shows that, you know, they've really button down the hatches. They're doing more with less,
and their employees are doing more with less. And what this is creating, Connie, in big companies and little companies, is creating casualty lists inside the employee ranks.
Right, and the other thing we found is that some of them are seeing that technology. They are shifting more toward technology and automation to help, which I guess is definitely is a good thing,
right?
Because they're getting more productive with what they have. And I know you and I have talked about this before in the past. I think coming out of this, the small businesses that survive the downturn that we've had, and they're going to be stronger for it, because they are really learning how to better operate their business.
When this economy actually does whenever and however it happens, when this economy actually does get back fully on good footing and starts getting some momentum, companies, small business owners that have survived will find themselves experiencing outrageous success and profitability, I think, Connie.
I completely agree. Completely agree.
Because for a number of reasons. Number one, they'll have more business. Number two, they'll have less competition from the people who didn't make it, and from the lack of startups that we've had in the last 4 years.
Right, and they're going to be better at running their business. They're
going to
be more prudent.
Exactly.
They're going to be more effective and more efficient.
Mm-hmm. There's no question about it, and I think that's good news for companies like yours. Companies who serve small business owners, a lot of different industries out there who serve small business owners. You're going to have customers, and that's the churn, isn't it? That's the dynamism of a free market economy, isn't it?
That's true.
Yeah.
Connie,
I got
true.
About a minute. Last thoughts.
No, I just I think it's really, it's not surprising. I think what comes out of this survey is that their small businesses are very interested and very engaged, and they're very concerned right now. And going into the conventions and the debates and then the election day, they're going to be looking for how each candidate is going to address these top issues that's top of mind to them.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say that small business owners will have a measurable and dramatic effect and impact on this election more than any other in our history. What do you think?
I completely agree with that. Just given the size of that base, as you said, when you just did the math earlier, given the fact that they're so engaged and they want their voices to be heard, I completely agree.
Yeah. Hey, Connie, give us the website one more time.
NA.sage.com. Go to the newsroom link, and it's on Sage Surveys.
NA.sage.com. Connie, come back again real soon. Good job today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having us, Jim.
You're welcome. You're welcome here anytime. Come back soon. Going to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.